Okay, now you need to Kevin, get another pair of headphones.
Oh.
So that because right now as it stands, Leah doesn't have any headphones, so we need to get her some headphones.
You know what? Just while we kill time while he gets new headphones, may I please read you a story I just got on the wire?
Well, I guess so.
It's an international story. Basically, it was just a joke. The satirical paper The Onion recently named North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un as the sexiest man alive, but China's Communist Party newspaper apparently didn't realize it was satire and hailed The Onion report. Today, The People's Daily ran a 55-page photo spread on its website in a tribute to the round-faced leader under the headline, North Korea's top leader named The Onion's sexiest man alive for 2012.
Oh, man. Man. Well, you hate to be that PR person in North Korea who knew that was a joke, because, I mean, maybe you don't want to tell them because you could disappear. But yeah, it is. It's a joke.
I thought that was pretty funny.
And The Onion is, you know. And if you're in if you ever go to D.C., that's one of the few places in America we can actually get a printed version of The Onion.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they print it up. I was up there one time and brought one of those back for Ben, and he gets it now, I think, when he's up there regularly.
So, that's fun.
Yeah, a printed version of that. Okay, so now we normally play Jethro Trivia, and Priscilla's here this morning from the chamber. Priscilla, how are
Good
you?
Good morning.
Okay, but for some reason, Kevin decides he wants to do, hey, you want to do a quiz about how well you know your spouse? And so
that's not fair.
Well, I know. Here within the studio.
I don't have one either,
Yeah, the
Kat.
Three married people. And so single boy's going to lob these little grenades in here just to see how we'll do.
How well do I know my cat?
Yeah.
Okay. How well do you know your cat? No, we're not going to do that.
All right.
That.
How many questions do we have?
Well, we can do as few as 5 or as many as 15.
Well, no.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. 5.
Yeah, let's go with 5.
Right, it's a new survey.
But wait a minute. But as I said to Priscilla after you left, how the hell are we going to... You don't know the answer.
I told my husband to listen.
Well, this is just a yes-no thing for
it's
your
a yes-no.
Your own personal thing, okay?
Just pretend I have a husband, or...
new survey has figured the top things most men, we can also include women in this, don't know about their significant others.
All right.
All right?
Okay.
The number one thing... Do you or do you not, without looking at your phone, know her cell phone number?
No.
Yes.
My cats don't ever answer when I call.
Okay, I'll say first, and then Leah, you go second, and then Priscilla, you go third. So no.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Favorite song?
I know this.
Oh.
Can we do artist? I mean, song.
Favorite song?
No.
Yeah, no.
Yes. I think.
Oh, no, what?
No. It's Kenny Chesney's Blue Chair, Blue Rockin'.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not a country person.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, Blue Chair? Yeah,
Blue Chair.
That's a
good
song.
Sounds like you're winning so far. Yeah.
That's right.
Number 3 is the brassiere size, so we will just skip on. the specific date that you met.
No.
Oh, yes. We've got, oh, you do, okay.
The date
you met.
The date. Well, I don't know. All right, no. Then probably technically no, but I know where it was. I met my husband measuring bull testicles.
There's a story, my God.
Y'all got mad at me for talking about jugworms.
Depends on what time it is.
All right, moving on.
Priscilla's not there yet.
Even though I don't know
the date, yeah. I met my husband at a business after hours.
Did you?
Yes.
How very cool.
A chamber of commerce business after hours.
See, I need to start measuring bulls or going to after hour mixes.
There you go.
Don't measure bulls.
Probably not. And, just to show that I'm not completely ignorant, okay? But Jackie and I have known each other. We knew each other a long time before we got married. So
that's fair.
There, okay.
That's
all right,
fair.
All right.
Parfum or Cologne? Favorite.
Oh, I know.
No. She doesn't wear it very often, but no.
Scott, you haven't gotten any of these.
Yeah.
None.
Yeah, I know. All right.
He occasionally wears cologne, but he's not the
not
huge
so much.
Fan.
Yeah. Okay.
I know. He wears Acqua de Gio for men.
Oh,
and guess what? I wear the women's version.
Oh, well, there you go. That makes it easy. All
I
right.
I think I just threw up a little. Right.
Aren't we cute?
All right. Two more. Significant other's birthday.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Come on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. This one for the guys, her natural hair color.
Yeah.
And official job title. the official title, like the business card title.
I know it.
Yeah, sure. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Owner. What?
You're cheating, though. Yeah. This is actually really interesting. Shoe size, dress size, underwear size, best friend. There's a whole bunch of them. It's kind of fun.
Okay. Well, that's... But see, like music, I mean, I can name two or three artists that she likes, but I don't know about a specific song. And so, anyway.
My husband better know who my favorite artist
is.
Uh-oh.
See? Now, there you go. I think I probably know who your favorite artist is. Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Strangely enough, that will be my commentary this afternoon, and that's how I end it with, you better know.
Oh. Way to go, single boy.
Who is your favorite artist?
Peter Gabriel.
She went all the way to California to see him.
That's right.
I'm not even married to her, and I know that.
So there you go. All right, let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society this morning. So that's what we're here for, actually. So what's going on there?
Well, Kat has the option not for a business after hours, but for a ribbon cutting at the shelter.
There you go.
They're not cutting anything else.
not there at the shelter.
Just checking.
After the previous comment, you never know.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. We have business, not business after hours. We have a ribbon cutting with the chamber.
Deluxe.
On Thursday at 4:30. So we hope everybody who's been out or who especially hasn't been out needs to come out to the shelter. It's an amazing 17 and a half acres, huge improvement from our previous location, so much room to grow and so forth. So we're really pleased with the setup there. We're fortunate enough to have the dogs in one building, the cats in another building.
Wow, good. That's a good thing. Yeah. That is a good thing.
Our cat adoptions have increased tremendously just because of that. They're not as stressed because before, as I referred to the cat hallway that they were in before, you know, it was a little a sensory overload for them. So now they can relax in their own little area, along with the pocket pets. Our hamsters and gerbils don't have to be stared upon by the cats as they were. They're in a front room area. Definitely much better for them.
Very good. They like that better.
Their mental sanity.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So we have plenty of dogs and cats still to choose from. So hopefully someone can find their next forever friend. And if you're not finding what you want today or on Thursday when you come out for our ribbon cutting, 12 Strays of Christmas is just around the corner. That is discounted options. And we highlight 12 Strays of Christmas, the 12 days before Christmas.
Oh, very good.
So we will be in the Christmas parade this Sunday. And we will be at PetSmart as usual on Saturdays now that football season is wrapping up.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. So on Thursday for the deluxe ribbon cutting, they can actually maybe go home with a pet?
Some of the pets are ready to go home. They're spayed and neutered, ready to go. As soon as they get adopted, we give them a microchip and off they can go.
Awesome.
So we have quite a few dogs and cats that are a lot of times spayed and neutered ahead of time because we do understand people do want to take them home that day. If not, we just make an appointment the next day, generally at a vet that you select here in Brazos County, and then you just pick them up directly from the vet. So it's a great opportunity to get a complete package when you adopt. And some of our adoptions are as low as $12. And there's nothing wrong with those pets. We just really want to find them homes.
Sure. Well, you definitely make it easy for people. That's appreciated.
This interview brought to you by Priscilla from the Chamber. But anyway, so Priscilla is here from the Chamber. So what's going on in your world besides the deluxe ribbon cutting?
Well, December 6th, we have a business after hours at Easterwood Airport, 5:30 to 7. Come out, you know, meet your possible spouse.
it's become a matchmaker's paradise.
Just kidding.
Ladies and gentlemen, the dating game.
Not the only one that's happened to. I don't remember. There was someone else,
really?
I think, who met their spouse at a chamber.
Yeah, I actually blew him off at the chamber. but that's where we first met and got brought together.
We're over there next to the vegetable platter. Things happen.
But bring your business cards because really that's what it's all about, networking and making those business contacts. Sure. December 6th, Easterwood Airport. It's always a good time.
Yep.
Then moving on to our Economic Outlook Conference in January. January 23rd at the Hilton. And the theme this year is money and medicine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. Lots of the hospitals in the area, the cities of Bryan and College Station. It's going to be wonderful. So you can start booking your reservation now. I'm not sure of the price.
Okay.
But call the chamber at 260-5200 or visit our website at bcschamber.org for more information. Tomorrow, there's a ribbon cutting at 4:30 at the College Station Medical Center. So come out for that. And then, of course, Thursday, we've got our deluxe ribbon cutting. I'm looking forward to that and seeing all those animals. And then, let's see, Friday, we have another ribbon cutting, 11:30 for Tilson Homes.
Okay.
So come on out. And if you are not a member of the chamber, but you're interested in becoming a member, again, just call the chamber at 260-5200.
All right. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Yep. Visit the folks from the Humane Society and the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. I said the Animal Shelter. I meant the Humane Society, right?
And okay. The chamber instead of the Animal Shelter and the Humane Society.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, it is.
It was the quiz.
I threw him off.
It was, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It goes into automatic pilot. Anyway, it's brought to you this morning by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving all your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.